Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week's a really, really powerful technique. And, you know, I give you all these tips about reducing your stress and overwhelm. And sometimes we need some mindset shifts, or, you know, I have spoken about change and how our mind might react to it. This week, I want to chat about our story. And I'm going to tell you a story. And it's from a long time ago. I was at brunch and I was with some people, and one of the guys there said to me, "Oh, you really, really date some terrible guys, don't you?" And I'm sure I must have been telling a story about like one of my exes, or, you know, the last failed date that I'd been on. And I'd always get asked a lot about my dating life, particularly from people that weren't single. And I did online dating. So I always had, you know, a story to tell at brunch, whether it was tragic or funny, but it was generally pretty entertaining, right? But at this moment, hearing these words from this guy, it really made my stomach turn. Because my intuition was telling me that I didn't like hearing those words. And it was a really pivotal thing, because it gave me a point in time where I knew that I had to make a choice. So I responded, yes, I used to. I used to date a lot of terrible guys. Why is this pivotal? Why was this a game changer? Because this isn't a lesson about dating, by the way. It was a game changer because I had a story, and I would tell stories that would kind of feed into that a little bit. And it was time to kind of make that story past tense. I didn't want that to be my present tense story. I didn't want this whole history that I'd had being the way that things were always going to be. And I've got to really explain that, because it wasn't necessarily that I had the belief yet that things could be different for me. I, as I said, was on apps, and even if you're not single, I'm sure you've heard enough to know that they're really difficult, and, you know, it's not super easy sometimes, and you can certainly lose hope that you're ever going to meet someone and things are going to be different. So I want to be really clear that it wasn't that I had got to a place where I had overcome any limiting beliefs and overcome any doubt. But what I did realize is that there was a story that was reinforcing and feeding that narrative. So I almost couldn't overcome that belief and change that in my life until I changed the story. So if there's a part of your life that you've chosen to change, I reckon that you've already started doing some work on your limiting beliefs. But maybe you'd miss that one key thing like I had. So I was working on changing this, like, okay, I meet great guys, you know, I'm amazing, I'm valuable, here's all the things that I'm going to bring to a relationship, here's all the things that I expect in a relationship. Like, I was doing all this work and doing healing and seeing, you know, counselors, doing all the things, right? But there may be just this old story that you have, like I had, that keeps getting reinforced back to you from friends or family or work colleagues or even your partner. And it's nobody's fault, but it's just what you've taught them is okay. So this situation for me taught me that all that hard work I'd been doing, so meditating, saying affirmations, envisioning attracting the most amazing guy, it would get reversed every time I caught up with people. These old stories were getting oxygen. So in the process of trying to change a part of my life, I kept telling tragic dating stories. or stories about my nice exes and feeding energy into that. And what this did, it gave people around me permission to tell those stories back to me. As I said, it's nobody's fault, but they're like, oh, wow, yeah, gosh, that guy was terrible. Or you're, you know, these are really, dating is hard, right? So you're getting fed this back. So this kept this narrative playing out that I don't attract good guys, or, you know, Louise is really amazing, but she just has zero luck in her dating life, or dating is really hard. So my future self, who ended up attracting amazing guys and eventually marrying one of them, that future self couldn't arrive so long as I kept telling this old story and kept feeding energy into it and kept it alive and kicking. So I had to kill this story. I had to make it past tense. I had to make it history. So you might have a story that you're trying to change, and maybe that's about money or career or relationships or friends or something else completely. And I know that you're probably already working on the inner stuff. And if you're not, all good, but I know you'll get to it. You're working on your relationship with yourself, and you're probably seeking support. And I mean, you're listening to this podcast. So I already know you're doing stuff, right? But also gently remind those around you when these stories come up, that's who you were. It's not who you are now. Because you're going to make this conscious decision to change, and they need to know it too. You only want to start telling this story of this new version of yourself. Because words are really, really powerful. And I don't want to make this, you know, have you feel that, what am I trying to say? I don't want this to be one of those manifesting things where you're like, I was so negative that's why I was single. This is not what I'm trying to say at all. I actually don't believe in that. I believe that we need to express our emotions and feel what we're feeling and acknowledge that. So that's what I'm saying to you. I acknowledge that I wasn't at a place yet where I was ready to shift it, but I did know that part of that shifting had to be changing this story. So I want to know, what's your story and how are you changing it? I'd love to hear from you. You know, my details are in the show notes. Write to me and let me know. And how can you start to speak to yourself in a way that's going to start to shift that? And remind those in your life that's going to put that story to bed and bring a new one to life. Your story and your life is whatever you choose it to be. So if your story right now is, I'm always stressed, it doesn't always have to be that way. So you might want to shift it and say, I get stressed sometimes, but today, I listened to a podcast and I took on some tips. I'm doing something about it. I get stressed sometimes, but I'm really brave and I'm challenging the way that I'm doing things. I get stressed sometimes, but I took some steps today to try something different and implement it into my life. And I noticed, I felt a little bit different today. Remember, the way that you were, the way that your parents were, this story that you had that you think it's always going to be this way, it doesn't have to be that way. And it just takes these shifts and zooming out sometimes and going, I didn't realize I was feeding that narrative. If you haven't already, jump into the show notes. There's a free guide in there and it's going to help you reduce stress. And there's some other things like this in there that are really going to help you look at things in a different way. Because when I help people reduce their stress and overwhelm, I'm not trying to make you more productive, although it tends to be a side effect in some way. I'm not trying to make you more busy and take on more things. I'm looking at the relationship to stress, the way that it works in your life, and helping you with very simple mindset shifts that help open your mind to seeing things in a different way. You would not believe how powerful this is. It's kind of one of the main things you'll see in the reviews on my website that people say it was mindset shifts. people come to me and I support them with these little shifts or these little practical steps. And it's actually way easier than you'd think to do things in a different way and live in a completely different way. So jump into the show notes and download that guide, because there's some things like what I've talked about today. And again, I know you're busy, so these are like really easy things to integrate. They're not going to take up any extra time in your day. They're just shifts. So jump into the show notes, grab that guide, and that's one of the things that you might do today. As I said, if your story is, I used to be stressed, your story today is, sometimes I get stressed, but today I downloaded this guide and I implemented one of the things in it. Look at me go. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing this with anyone that you think would find it really helpful, and anyone that's busy and wants to reduce their stress as well. It helps me reach more people. It is actually really, really impactful. So thank you in advance for doing that. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat to you on the next episode.